Well, people do a lot of unusual things in their leisure time. That includes, and by the way, this is not an April Fool's Day joke, paying someone to lock them in a room so they can struggle for an hour or so to get out. In fact, escape the room games are an international sensation, and Boise is no exception. Adam Cotterell right now takes us inside a locked room.
This may not sound like your idea of the start to a good time.
So I'm locking you guys in now.
But five of my KBSX colleagues are about to find out if it's theirs. Hayden Warris of the company Boise Escape fastens the chains on the door.
If there's no other questions, if one of you would please flip over the hourglass, then your time will begin.
What's the plan?
I'm gonna start looking for stuff.
I don't know what I'm
looking for. Frankie Barnhill, Lacey Daly, Eric Jones, Paul Cox, and Richard Strack are in a room that looks like an old-timey home office. The premise is that a wealthy eccentric has left a coded will. If they can decode it and get out of the room in an hour by finding clues and solving a series of puzzles and riddles, they get $1 million. They have no idea what they're doing.
We're really disorganized.
I know. I just feel random at this point. Like, I'm just like...
I
don't have any rhyme or reason for what I'm trying.
We need a leader.
Who's going to be the leader?
None of them have done this before, nor have they played the computer games that inspired it. Those have been around for decades. People in California started making real-life escape rooms about 10 years ago. The first permanent one was built in Japan 8 years ago. From there, they spread all over Asia, then to every major city in the world. The owners of Boise Escape, Anik and Blake Furlow, encountered the phenomenon less than 2 years ago in Greece. They live in Boise, but Anik's job took them all over the world. One hot day, Blake says, they were looking for something to do inside and read about a place called Athens Clue.
We were scared. We were nervous. We did it. It was awesome. And we probably spent 2 hours afterwards talking about how we have to do something like that in Boise.
We went crazy at a market in Turkey thinking we will do a game like that. So we went in the market and buy props and everything. That could be it. That could be it. A key, a this, a that, a box.
The Treasure Valley's first escape game company, Escape Quest, opened in Nampa in March of 2015. The Furlows launched Boise Escape a few weeks later with one game. They've since added two more. Hayden Warris, who we heard locking the door, is one of the people who runs the games. Warris is watching our friends on a computer monitor in the control room and listening to their struggles.
Sometimes we wish our monitors were touchscreens so we could simply drag the customers to where they need to go.
Warris has to watch intently so he knows exactly what the people in the room know and what might be holding them up.
And so far, they're 5 minutes in and haven't gotten past their first clue. But they're finding a lot of the good information that'll help them later on, just not the thing that they need to figure out now.
After about 8 minutes, he decides they need a hint. He doesn't do that lightly, because players often hate getting hints. He slips a cryptic note through a mail slot on the locked door. Time passes, and he gives them another hint. More minutes go by, and Warris drops a third note through the slot.
So sad! Every time I hear it, I get a little bummed out.
We suck.
We do suck.
People sometimes learn a lot about each other playing these games. We learned our digital content coordinator, Lacey Daly, is really, really competitive.
Because I don't want to lose.
Company team building activities are a big component of this business, but a lot of customers just do it for fun. And Team KBSX is starting to get into it. They've figured out how it all works now, and they're moving fast, solving riddles, opening locked boxes.
Yes!
We're on a roll.
But their slow start cost them. With 10 minutes left, they're on their last puzzle. Broadcast engineer Paul Cox has found half of the answer that will open the door. A few feet away, assistant program director Eric Jones is examining the other half. Seconds turn to minutes until Daly and reporter Frankie Barnhill realize Jones and Cox just need to come together.
Would it be, like, super obvious?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
They have the combination.
Let's try it. Yes!
They made it out of the room in 53 minutes with three hints. The record for this game is 36 minutes with one hint. But Warris says for newbies, this performance is impressive. He says only about a third of groups get out in an hour. The team doesn't actually get $1 million, but Barnhill feels like $1 million.
Oh my gosh, I feel so successful. So do I. Can I go?
I definitely was frustrated at the beginning, and then once things started flowing, everything started coming together. It was a lot of fun.
Boise Escape's new game is called Tick Tock Boom. It launches today on the business's one-year anniversary. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.